An economic storm in Argentina.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. It's been a dizzying 24 hours for the economy in Argentina. Its currency plummeted 19% versus the U.S. dollar. It seems to be stabilized this morning at 7.9, down more than 8% from 24 hours ago. Few in Argentina will forget the turbulence a little over a decade ago with the currency swings that came with Argentina's default on its debts. The BBC's Andrew Walker has been keeping on top of this for us. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, David.
What seems to be causing the turbulence now in Argentina with the currency?
The immediate cause of it appears to be the fact that the central bank has decided to stop intervening so aggressively to support the currency, basically because it doesn't want to exhaust the reserves. But I think there's also a deeper underlying thing, and that's got a lot to do with Argentina's inflation problem. The official figure is something like 11%, but most independent economists reckon it's at least double that. And there's also been something of a boom driven by government spending, which has contributed to spending an awful lot on imports, all of which has put this long-term pressure on the currency, which has come to a bit of a head because of the central bank's withdrawal from the support it's been providing.
Now, remind me, Argentina once upon a time had a currency that was locked to the U.S. dollar.
Indeed it did, and from the early 1990s to the beginning of the following decade, Argentina had just about the most rigid exchange rate system it's possible to have, a currency board. But it proved to be impossible for Argentina to maintain it. Argentina does have this very long history, you have to say, of finding it very difficult to keep inflation under control and to maintain financial stability. And it does look like we're having a rather unwelcome resurgence of that history.
Before we go, if we can, let's switch gears. Let's move from Argentina to Europe. It looks like today Europe reached a bit of a milestone, a subtle thing, but some of the banks are saying they don't need easy access to U.S. dollars like they did.
Yeah, and it's also true of Japan. It's a move taken by four major central banks. Basically, they are going to start winding down the dollar loans that they provide to their own banks. And it is an indication of the much reduced tensions in the financial system. Basically, banks are better able to get the dollars they need from the financial markets, from other private financial institutions. Clearly, a very significant demonstration of the fact that the fires, if they're not out altogether, have certainly been greatly contained.
The BBC's Andrew Walker in London. Andrew, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
Boeing says its big Dreamliner's reliability is, quote, better, but not satisfactory. Reliability, the company says, is 98%, defined as two flights canceled per 100, which the company suggests is still not up to snuff for the 787. For instance, its 777 flies at 99.4% of the time. The plane has run into problems with batteries that catch fire and other problems. Now let's check some stock and other numbers now. The FT 100 in London is down 0.7%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in a similar range. We're also keeping an eye on natural gas prices this morning. Forecasts that the extreme cold in North America is going to linger is forcing up natural gas prices to their highest levels since the autumn of 2012. What some might have called the Super Bowl of Song happens on Sunday, the Grammys. The rich stars can handle the expensive gowns and the cost of the glamour squad for hair, makeup, and limo. But for what you might call an emerging artist, there's this added stress of finding the cash to keep up with the established musical elite. Marketplace's Noel King went over to Hollywood to learn more.
Colette Falla is a singer, actress, and model. She moved to Los Angeles from the UK 5 years ago and says training for stardom hasn't come cheap.
When I was a kid, I had singing lessons and piano lessons. Then I went to university. I had a course which was theater studies and English. Also had private vocal coaching. Then I came out to Los Angeles and went to music school.
These days, she pays for studio time, PR, and U-Haul vans to get to gigs. So it's a treat to be invited to an awards show like the Grammys, but not necessarily an excuse to splurge. Colette gets her hair styled for about $35 at the blow-dry bar, opts for free makeovers from the MAC store with purchase of lipstick or eyeshadow, and...
I can just wear something very simple, like a black dress, a little black dress. Every girl has one in her closet. And then put a really cool feature, like a big necklace on. I think I get a secret, like, boost out of being like, you know, my dress is from Forever 21.
This is Hollywood, so the singers, actors, and models aren't the only ones with big dreams. Colette's wardrobe stylist, Catherine Joubert, charges $100 an hour, but she's willing to cut an emerging artist a break.
In L.A., anything can happen. You could be working with a fresh, new, young face, and they might land a big role on a TV series. And all of a sudden, they take you with them.
Catherine says no matter how broke a young artist is, there's no excuse not to look like $1 million on the red carpet.
Singer's going to take singing lessons. Actor will take workshops. It's important to think about investing in your image as much as the other parts of your career.
Days before the Grammys, Colette Falla was still hoping to snag an invitation.
I'm in a relationship with a really successful songwriter. He might get an invite and I could be his plus one, which is great for me. I'm not in it for that. He's my boyfriend. I love him.
Colette says there are plenty of other Grammy-related parties to hit if she doesn't get invited this year. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
And before we go, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church calls it a, quote, gift from God. Think about the realm of possibilities for what he's referring to. Pope Francis was talking about the Internet. The Pope thinks the Internet and media in general can bring people together. He also believes the Internet can help with evangelizing in the service of Christianity. The Vatican, by the way, has a large radio, TV, and Internet operation. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.